Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
Hello. Hello. Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get some information about a charge that was on my credit card from you folks.
Yes, ma'am. And being that we are a call center, we do service over 300 plus companies. So I would have to locate an account. And then at that time, I would be able to tell you who's charging you and why. May I please have your zip code?
42420.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Kimberly Stolze, S-T-O-L-Z-Y.
I do. Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
1607 March Lane, Henderson, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am, and I did locate an account for the mini pods as well as the smartwatch.
Okay. And what was the $59.95 charge?
It's for the products. What happened is that you paid $5.95 for shipping and handling, so it was basically try before you buy. So if you didn't call to cancel out the account and make arrangements to get that product sent back, you would charge for it.
Oh, that's not, these were supposed to be free products if I paid for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. That's why you see that charge on the account.
So this charge on the account was for what? Both of the products or what?
No, ma'am. It's just for the mini pods.
Well, then I don't want to keep these. I mean, I understood that it was that they were free for $5.95 if I paid for shipping. So now I'm being charged $60 for them.
Well, I can get it to you at a 50% discount rate.
But that's not what, I mean, this is a scam. I mean, this was supposed to be a free product if I paid shipping, which I did, and now you're charging me $60.
Yes, ma'am, because we never indicated that it was free. We indicated that
you had a
free trial.
Yeah, it was. No, it was free. All I had to do was pay for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. You had a free trial and you pay for shipping and handling.
That's not what it said. I'll just return them then, because I don't want them for $60. I can get a earphones cheaper than that, and they're not from China.
Yes, ma'am. Well, also, if you do choose to return it, we do not provide you with the return shipping label, so you'd actually have to pay to have it sent back, and you'll be charged a $9.95 restocking fee. Or what I can do is this. I can process a 50% refund, and you wouldn't be charged anything further.
I just would rather return them. What is the address to return them to? Because
okay.
this was not what was
was
outlined in that ad.
And you'll pay a restocking fee on each of those products. So the $9.95 would be on each of those products.
Okay, so, I mean, that's better than paying $60 twice.
I just told you that I would process a 50% refund on the charge that you currently have, and you will not be billed anything further. So you were charged $59.95. I was processing a 50% refund on that. So you would be receive a refund of $29.97, whereas you're returning the product and you have and you're going to be charged $9.95 for each of those, and then you still have to pay for shipping and handling.
This is just totally not what was advertised at all. And here I'm being charged for something that
and I'm going to process the refund for the $29.95, and we're not going to attempt to charge you again for the other $59.95 is what I'm saying.
So what was the other $59.95 charge? What was that for?
It was for the watch.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, ma'am, but
I... Are these reoccurring charges then?
No, ma'am, it's not.
Well, I've already had the credit card company decline the $59.95.
Yes, ma'am, that's why I said that we were going to cancel out your account and we're not going to attempt to charge you again, and I was going to process a 50% refund on the charge that you do have. So the $59.95 that you have, I was going to process the 50% refund, cancel out the account, and we would not attempt to charge you again.
And all of this is legal for you guys to do, to advertise it one way and then turn around and charge somebody, attempt to charge someone $120 for product?
Because we never, if you go back to the terms and conditions, we never indicated that the product was free. We indicated that you had a free trial. So even if you go back to the website, we do express all of this information. This is why we do not take credit card payments over the phone for instances like this. You'd always have to go back to, we can always revert back to the terms and conditions where you check the box stating that you're 18 years of age or older, and it also says, I agree to the terms and conditions and privacy policy of the website. So this is the stipulations of that.
What's the website?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
If I recall, it just popped up.
Yes,
I didn't go to a website.
Even if it just pops up, you're still presented with the same terms and conditions in reference to the product.
And what is the website? How do I get back to that website?
Okay, you would go to puregadgetstore.com.
Pure? P-U-R-E?
Yes. Yes.
Gadget store?
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
And what is the address to return these products?
Do you know that you would spend more money sending it back than accepting the 50% refund that I'm providing you, that I was offering you? Because you're going to be billed $9.95 for a restocking fee. So the $9.95 restocking fee, that's already $19.99. Then you also have to pay to return the product. You have to pay shipping and handling to return it. We do not send you return shipping labels, so you have to pay for that also. Then you also have to get a tracking number so we know that the product is on its way back to us, versus me processing a refund of $29.95 back to you and your account is being canceled. You will pay more to return it than to just keep it.
I know, but it's just the principle of the whole matter is that I was misled.
So you'd rather pay more money to send it back than to keep it?
Yeah, I sure would. What's the address to return the product?
Yes, ma'am. It is going to be... one one five five one East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
And the name of the company is what?
Smart Gadget.
Smart Gadget?
Yes.
But the website was Pure Gadget Store?
Yes, ma'am. So, you weren't, as I mentioned prior, we're not going to attempt to charge you again the other $59.95. You were only charged once. What I was going to do is cancel out the account and issue you a 50% refund on that $59.95 and not charge you again for the watch. You declined that. You opted to ship the product back and be billed the $9.95 restocking fee for each of those products. So that means the $59.95 that you're requesting back, you're only going to get receive $40.05 back.
And only receive $40 for what?
From that refund for the $59.95.
And I only receive $40, so $19.95 will be in what, restocking fees?
Yes, ma'am, that's what I was trying to explain to you. You're being charged that for each of the products, $9.95. So it would be cheaper for you to keep it.
And if I go to this puregadgetstore.com, it will have
the terms and conditions there, yes, ma'am.
The terms.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, the $59.95 has already been canceled, has been declined by my credit card company.
Only one of them, not both of them.
Well, there's only been one that's been on there.
Yes, we attempted to charge you twice. We attempted to charge you for each of those. One
You're
was declined
kidding me.
And one went through. So that's why I was explaining to you that. But you decided to send it back, so we'll go ahead and cancel out the account. And once you get to the post office and you get that tracking number, you just give us a call back and provide it to us.
It's only been charged on my account one time.
Yes, ma'am, and you're sending the products back. So you're going to be charged $9.95 for each of both of the products that you are sending back. Although you were not charged for the other product, you still have to send it back. You're requesting a refund, so you'd have to send the product back in order for you to receive the refund, minus the restocking fee.
Okay, but I was on the phone with my credit card company. This has only been one charge that's come through my account.
Yes, ma'am. And I've confirmed that with you. I said that we attempted to charge you for each of those products, and only one went through.
But it didn't show any went through.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I kept telling you that I can process a refund, a 50% refund on the $59.95 charge because it has already gone through. So by you sending the product back, you're going to pay more to send it back than it is to keep it.
But what I'm saying is that it hadn't been charged against my account.
It has been. You were only charged for one of them. You were not charged for both of them. So it has been billed to you. That's why I can process a refund, because you were already billed.
Even though my credit card has declined it.
Your credit card only declined one of the charges. Your credit card did not decline both of them.
And did they go through on separate days?
No, we attempted to charge you on the same day. But one went through and one did not.
So you're saying that I've already paid for one?
Yes.
So the $30 charge.
You weren't charged $30. You were charged $59.95.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying that you're giving me a half of a,
yes,
a half of
that,
a refund.
Yes. I said I would process a 50% refund and you wouldn't have to send the product back. You declined that. You stated that you want to send the products back. So that is why I provided you with the address. And I said, once the warehouse receives the product, then they will issue you your refund back minus the $9.95 restocking fee for each of those products.
So you won't charge my account anymore. You won't charge my credit card any more money then.
That's correct.
Well, I guess you learn the hard way, don't you? I'm going to certainly fill out a Better Business Bureau complaint about your company as well, because this is not what was said on this pop-up. So, so I've got the name of your company and your web and your website. I guess go on and do the 50% refund, and then I won't have anything else from you against my credit card. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So what do I need to do?
Allow me one moment while I go ahead and process the refund. Okay, ma'am, I did go ahead and get the account canceled out, and I'll process a one-time courtesy full refund back on that charge for the $59.95.
Okay.
And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. There's nothing further.
Okay.
I do thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful night.
Do I need to have some type of confirmation number or anything like that?
I sent it to your email.
You sent it to my email.
Yes.
Let me make sure I got it. I don't see that anything's come through.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you want to give it like 10 to 15 minutes, if you don't receive it, you can give us a call back. We are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, and what was your name again, hon?
My name is Laquana, L-A-Q-U-A-N-A.
All right, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.